Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Nation, you are tuned into the 411 Lounge. I am LeVar Evans, and our guest on today's show is definitely someone that we have seen grow, especially in the last few years, beginning with her time on, of course, the hit MTV reality series 16 and Pregnant, all the way through Teen Mom. And now she is branching out, and she has become quite, from her role as reality star, also a budding restaurateur, a newly minted college student, and I'm sure the most important title of all, which is mom to her adorable daughter, Sophia. Did I get that right? Yep, Sophia. I did get that correct. I want to make sure I get her in. And please welcome at this time my guest, the lovely Farrah Abraham. Farrah, how are you doing?
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm doing great, and I'm here on a Sunday with my daughter, so I'm very happy.
I know, and I saw a video posted online, which is adorable. If you guys haven't caught it, you can definitely catch it on Farrah's page. But I know you have been quite the busy person here, not only in the last few months, but also throughout the summer. But I want to kind of go back over a couple of things. I mean, so much has happened over the last few months. Of course, everything from the release of the tape to, you know, the end of Teen Mom and now that you're out on the road. Did you ever fathom that all of this would get as much press as it has at this point?
No, and I think with entertainment, you never know what you're going to get or what life brings you or how crazy things will be. So I'm just very blessed to have good fans and to, you know, make any situation into a positive and just keep moving on. So I'm pretty blessed.
Yeah, and as we said, you'll be out this summer on a series of personal appearances. Now, you've already been out already, but how has it been, and what cities are you looking forward to hitting?
It's been very, well, they're at clubs and such, so it's late hours, party hours, and it's been really fun. I mean, I've gone on a book tour before, and those were daytime hours, and you know, different types of stands and such. But now it's more like kick back, have fun, and not be so, I guess, professional, if you will, even though I am. But it's just good to see, you know, women and males and, you know, dads and mothers come out and just in a different environment. And it's just been really fun and a great experience. And I'm, you know, like I said, I'm just very blessed to have good fans and, you know, be very busy. I don't think anything's gotten so crazy, but I do feel that sometimes with drinking and alcohol involved, things can get nuts. But I try to keep it pretty low-key when I go up to those appearances when they're at clubs and bars and those things.
Yeah. And what kind of feedback have you been getting from the folks out there when you hit up these events? Has it been positive? Has it been, you know, half
and half?
I mean,
it's been very positive. There's no negativity. On all my tours that I've been on, I've never had anything negative occur. So I think that's why I enjoy doing tours, because it's just a lot of fun and, you know, a lot of compliments, but also, you know, a lot of wise words given to me, no matter where I am. I'm just, you know, very blessed that, you know, people come in with my book, My Teenage Dream Ended, or if they're fans of me in adult light, then they would probably bring in my video. Or if they just want pictures or some other thing signed, they bring that in. Or they just want a picture of us together and, you know, just exchange friendly conversation about, you know, their parenting or, you know, their family situation or what's going on with them. So I just really enjoy it. And I love, you know, meeting people who know me for who I am and really just embrace me for where I'm going in my life.
Yeah. And you kind of touched on something that I don't want to touch on too much today, because, I mean, there has been, of course, like I said, I'm not going to fool the public. We all know, of course, with the video out now, but so much has been said. So much has been back and forth in the press. Is there anything that you've seen since that pretty much you feel that you need to kind of clear the air on, or something that you read that's like, hey, that's not true? Because I know at one point.
Yeah, I mean, I think the very, like, only clear statement to be made is Sarah Abraham will never be a porn star, and I just, you know, I see posters and I see other things that say, you know, I'm a porn star, and it's not true, because that's not my life, that's not what I'm about, and I think just because people have sex every day does not make them a porn star, so I just like to clarify that.
Yeah. And so, as you're saying, if another company ever did bring, like, a truck full of money, you would never, ever do that again.
No, that's not what I'm about.
Yeah. No, because I noticed there's so much, and I was like, you know, a lot of the times as the person who's actually seeing that stuff, when you see stuff on, you know, different web pages, you're like, well, I don't know, because you hear, well, we heard from, you know, her camp. And I was like, but I'd rather hear it from you, you know?
Yeah,
and
of course.
And you just hear, and there's...
Yeah, I mean, either way, like, whoever is representing me or on my team, you know, can relay the same message as I would say. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have them in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel that, you know, if you're, like, I have friends who are porn stars, and I, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
last night when I was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Alexis Texas was there, and she clearly is about that. And, you know, she still came over, and we hung out, and... we did our own thing, like everyday people. So, I mean, if somebody wants to be a porn star, you will know if they're a porn star. If somebody doesn't want to be, you will know that they are not a porn star. So it's very evident, and I just don't like those rumors.
Yeah, and that's so true, because it's like, you know, when you hung around them, or, and we've interviewed quite a few of the shows, like, you know, because that's their, I mean, you know, that's their profession, their life. So it's like, you know, you pretty much have it right there. Well, I'm glad you were able to clear the air.
And I think some people who are like, oh, she's going to clubs and doing appearances, like thinking I would be topless or dancing or something of that nature. No, I definitely wear full clothing. And, you know, the other girls who work there obviously are topless mm-hmm. and doing their thing. So I present myself every day in a different light than when I hear people sensationalizing too. So I just hope, you know, those haters catch on and really get the gist of, you know, that's the past.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like definitely when we say appearances, we're not saying, oh, yeah, she's just there for an appearance, not doing anything else just to see you guys. So, no, definitely that. But I'm glad you got that straightened out. And just only one other question I think I had towards that was, I know a lot was back and forth between you and James Dean, and if he is listening, you know, is there, I mean, I don't know if you've talked to him since, but is there anything that you would say to him if you had a chance to talk to him?
I hope he's doing good, because I am. Like, that's how I feel. I don't waste my time on things that don't matter. So.
Yeah. Well, there we go. But let's go back, of course, to 16 and Pregnant, and when you, you know, started with that on MTV, you know, now looking back on that, now that that time is over, do you think that your involvement on that show has opened, you know, teenage girls to teenage pregnancy? And what is your advice for those girls who are, you know, either going through that right now, or, you know, the lessons that you hope that they picked up from watching you during that time on 16 and Pregnant and Teen Mom?
Yeah, well, historically, I did set a record for decreasing teen pregnancies after, like, 46 years of it being on the rise. I was recognized by the National Campaign for decreasing that. So I think that's saying I did a very good job of showing what is real and, you know, like, the hurtful things that you go through when you're a teen parent, and also the struggles and just, you know, a lot of the things that aren't so glamorous about being a teen parent. And I think a lot of when we were on MTV, a lot of teens and others had hateful words or jealousy towards us because, you know, we were getting paid, and also, like, you know, we were working, we were growing into our adult selves at the same time. and if we were on magazines or those things, due to popularity and news and other things that we cannot control, I think it led to, you know, saying that we're encouraging teen pregnancy. And no, that was never the case and never will be the case. And I don't ever want to see a girl, you know, mistakenly getting pregnant and having a lot of difficulties, because many do not, you know, see that challenge as a way to better themselves. They usually find it harder in life, you know, to go to college, to have a consistent job and, you know, get a house and, you know, do the things in the proper light that we would all like for like a steady foundation for our children. So I don't ever wish that upon anyone, and I think that nobody from watching us should ever feel that getting pregnant is the right thing to do. I think if that's the case, then they have other issues before they were even watching our shows.
Yeah. And looking back at all of it, are you glad that you had an opportunity to do that? And if you had it all over to do again, would you have appeared on the show?
I mean, how it all came into my life, and, you know, I was thinking I was doing a positive thing, you know, by showing my pregnancy and thinking of a different outcome than what has happened in my life. You know, from doing counseling, you can never really say you should go back and do things over again or in a different way, because honestly, I'm just in a positive place. And even though I've, you know, lost somebody I loved, even though I've had a lot of difficulties and just a lot of things I never would have experienced probably without, you know, being a public figure, I think I would never go back and change it, because I think I'm a really great person now in my life, so I don't ever want to go back and change anything.
You know, a lot of people who, you know, I guess just to follow up on that is that, you know, a lot of people who go through that go through such a difficult time. How do you manage to, with everything that's happened over the last, you know, few years, how do you manage to work through it, or how do you manage to cope?
Yeah, I think there's just two big things that are really important for my personal self of keeping sane, and that is staying, you know, very close to my faith, and also just counseling here and there when I need it.
Indeed. And one of the things, speaking of coping, with you being on the web, and like, of course, if anybody typed in your name, of course, there'll be a lot of stuff that comes up. And I guess while we're at it, I will mention, if you follow Farrah on Twitter, it's at F1Abraham, or on the web at FarrahAbraham.me, or over on Facebook, or over on Keek at F1Abraham. But do you get a chance to read everything that's written about you, or do you pretty much just, I guess, block out the, you know, the bad, if there is bad? And like I said, there's just so much stuff from people out there on the internet. I mean, how do you get through all of that? Do you read it?
Well, what I've learned is a lot of bloggers and reporters just like to make up news and that aren't, you know, real facts. So I don't really pay attention to all the blogs or anything like that. And I do see, you know, I do like to read up on the articles that I've personally interviewed for, you know, just to see how that reporter did. I don't really pay attention to, you know, most of the other things that are made up or negative, unless my manager brings it to my attention because maybe another celebrity is, you know, talking about me or trying to be about me in some way. Then I do, you know, pay attention sometimes. So, yeah, it varies, but I really don't pay attention to the negativity because it's usually never real.
So, speaking of everything that's out there, what's the most outrageous story that you've read about yourself that's entirely not true?
I mean, I don't, again, I'm probably going to just say back to all, like, the reports and the stories of me being a porn star. That's, to me, just the most ridiculous thing. So, that I've noticed. I'm sure there's other crazier stories out there, but I don't know.
Well, on a lighter note, you just had a birthday, a very happy belated birthday. You just turned 22.
22. Yeah.
So are there any goals that you'd like to have accomplished by the time that 23 rolls around?
Yeah, I have a couple accomplishments I'd like to get done. Or goals, and for one, it's my restaurant. I think other things, I don't know if I should talk about the other things, but I know the restaurant publicly I'm okay with, you know, mentioning, you know, maybe like another book and other show and, you know, getting a house and just doing some other things personally and professionally, just to show like growth and, you know, schooling. Hopefully I'll get halfway done with schooling this year and working on my bachelor's. So that's really about it. And it's really keeping me busy because in the meantime, I have to do appearances and many other things that are already going.
Now, you mentioned another show, and we've heard and we've read about a lot of rumors about one potentially on the horizon here. Anything that you can talk about at this time or something that
not
you can kind of give
time.
Us?
Not at this time. I'm going to keep you guessing.
Oh, but yes. So, I mean, with reality, would you eventually like to branch out more into maybe some movies or like TV shows?
Yeah,
or have...
I think I would really love to do more acting. I still develop myself, you know, in modeling and acting, and I'm always consistently working on those things. I think because of my time restraints, it makes me hard to be involved with a TV show or movie and film aspect right now. But mm-hmm. I know when the time is right in my future, it'll all work together.
I know there's no such thing as a spare time for mommies, but when you do have that spare time, what do you usually like to do?
What do I do in my spare time? I sleep. And, I mean, that's really honestly what I do, or I just try to relax in some way, or then that's going to the pool. But, I mean, for the most part, I'm usually doing fun things with my daughter. I'm usually working at home, or I'm traveling and just trying to spend time with my family, you know, keep connected with my friends. And I think that's just really hard in itself because I just am really focused on, you know, what I want to get done personally right now.
And, you know, in this reporter's opinion, you know, we've seen a lot of pictures of you, and I think there was some on the Internet, I think, of you on the beach when you were down in Florida. Now, you've got an awesome physique. How do you manage to stay in such great shape now? I know you also have an interest in...
where were you saying? Interest in what?
No, I was going to say, now, I know you are interested in the restaurant business and, you know, cooking and everything. Does that, I guess, do those aspirations kind of help with you eating healthy, or is that kind of tied in that way, or are you either like...
I definitely choose to eat very healthy because I don't get to work out as much as I would love to. But, I mean, I do try to just – I think I get a lot of walking in and a lot of exercise anyways because of moving around so much. But I do also have raspberry ketones or raspberry tones that I take, and that's just like, you know, my 30 minutes before each meal twice a day, and that helps suppress my appetite so I don't eat as much. And I say this because why not? Of course, I want to look good during the summer and all year round. But as well, like I said, I don't get to work out much because I'm working. So it works out for me, and I know a lot of my girlfriends take it as well, and it's just natural and it's healthy. So, but I enjoy eating.
I was going to get to that in a second. I was going to say, you know, one of your goals is open your own restaurant. What do you like to cook now? Are you, on top of that, are you a Food Channel groupie, and, you know, what chef do you idolize?
Well, I do really like... I don't know. You know, I really embrace every chef that is on, like, Food Network Cooking Channel because I think that they all bring something new and different. And, of course, myself, like, when I do evolve into that of just, you know, being a chef and doing my restaurant and those things, I'm very much in a different type of cuisine. And if I did show food that I really liked, it would be, like, modern fusion. So I would, like, create cool shapes, also very healthy, you know, a very healthy lifestyle of food, so low calories, gluten-free, certain things like that, because my mother is gluten-free. And I just embrace funky, cool colors and shapes, and I like it to taste very good. So very appealing and very tasty. I don't think all foods that are shown on Food Network and Cooking Channel look like that, but I hope, you know, to see some new chefs showing that a lot more.
I don't know. I think most of the stuff on the Cooking Channel I don't have in my kitchen. So I was like, I feel a little bit out of the loop there whenever they...
Well, I think they really like to keep it very much... I mean, I think it's more like Southern cooking or you know, fast food type of things. I just prefer something else, though.
So are you saying that you eat more on the healthy side, or from time to time we can catch you probably at I was thinking of a national restaurant chain or a burger joint.
Well, I mean, you might catch me at McDonald's, but I'm definitely getting their salad. I mean, McDonald's does have healthy things too. Let's not hate on fast food all the way, but I'm a healthy person.
There you go. And actually, and I kind of mentioned it earlier that you have started taking college courses. So how excited are you? I mean,
excited? I don't think I'm so excited. I've done college before. I already have my dual associate's degree in culinary arts and management, and I'm finishing because I've already started my bachelor's, but I'm now finishing in accounting and auditing. And that's at Pace University out of New York City, but I'm going to do the online. You know, I just think I need to focus rather than have more issues, because when I was, you know, going in person to class, it would create a lot of issues and distractions for people. And I don't really want to get blamed for something I have no control over anymore. So I think, yeah, I just think it's better that I do online courses, get it done, and then complete my master's. So I'm looking forward to getting all my schooling done, hopefully within the next, like, year and a half.
Well, good luck with that, and definitely we'll stay posted on that. But to ask you probably another question, and I know I would probably lose my guy card if I do not ask this question, but I am sure that you get a lot of dating offers from guys out there. Are you involved? Are you looking?
I'm not involved with anyone, and I think I've said this a lot lately. I really don't know if dating is even the right thing for me to be doing right now, just due to some of the lack of respect from the other guys I've dated in the past, just, you know, wanting to even just talk to me for a little bit so that they can get, like, their 15 minutes of fame or some, you know, mention or something. And it's kind of just been ridiculous, and I just don't need any more of that stuff. So right now, I'm just focused on me. I'm very flattered, and I'm very thankful, though, that I get, you know, tons of dating offers every day as well, like, you know, roses or champagne or just gifts and presents all the time. And I think that's so great, and it, you know, definitely helps me just cope with being single as I am 22, because it's really, I don't know, I wish I could have, like, my husband, and I wish I could find that perfect person, but it's been a little bit difficult, so. But I'm very flattered right now, yeah.
I was going to say, well, what type of guy sparks your interest? Does he have to be the funny type or the hunky type or the
you know what? I really just like, I like a very smart individual who is healthy, takes care of himself. I don't care if he's, I don't know, by the world, the best looking person. I'm not really so judgmental in that way. And I also just prefer somebody who can tell jokes, make me laugh, and, you know, be easygoing. I just really am about somebody who doesn't know me from Teen Mom or doesn't look at what Vivid has out there about me or just all these blogs and stuff. So I'm just looking for somebody who meets me for me and can move forward.
I smell another reality show for you, and I could see something here, and I got an idea. I'll have to get in touch with
Really? I think others do, too.
So would you ever do something like a Bachelorette? Would you do something like that?
I would do possibly maybe a dating show. I don't think it would be Bachelorette, because I need something more serious than that. And that's why I feel like, if I did a dating show, would it really convey how serious I am about finding somebody, or would that just be like every other dating show who, you know, never got married and never stayed together? So I don't want to jinx my relationship life like that.
Good answer. Good answer. And I guess my final question here, because we got a few minutes left to go. What would Farrah 2008 say to Farrah 2013?
Don't have expectations. I think that's the biggest thing. When I was, and I just know where I was at that time in 2008, I was just you know, that I would be with somebody forever, that I would have, like, my whole world together. And, you know, I just, you know, thought I had everything planned out and knew what my expectations were and knew what it would be. And life has turned out to be the complete opposite of that. And luckily, I've just found myself through it. So I think the best thing to do is just don't really have a plan, don't really have expectations, and move with life as it comes to you.
I think that's a good way to end the line of questioning. And really quick, just to kind of get everything out where you can be seen this week, you're going to be in the New York, New Jersey area this week, correct?
Yes, I will. Wednesday, I will be on with Howard Stern in New York City. And then Thursday, I'll be at Sunrise Gentlemen's Club being a judge of a poll contest, which I'm very excited to give away some prizes and just show up and be with the ladies. And then at night on Thursday of next week, I'm going to be at the 46th Lounge and partying it up, but, you know, no drinking for me. But I'm going to have a good time.
Well, safe travels throughout the summer here, and as we always tell everybody, I had a lot of fun doing this, and definitely whenever you want to come back and give us an update on what's going on, you are more than welcome to come back. A pleasure
thank
having you here.
Thank you so
today.
Much.
And I want
yes,
to make sure
thank
I get
you
out.
So much.
I know, and I want to make sure I get out to the folks too. You can follow Farrah over on Twitter at F1 Abraham, of course, over on Facebook. That is FNS Abraham with the Facebook front to it, and then on the web, FarrahAbraham.me. And then over on Keek at F1 Abraham. Am I missing anything else? Where else can we find you?
No. Yeah, no, that's really all that matters. And just check me out and don't pay attention to all those fake, Instagrams and whatever else out there.
You're not on Instagram, so we can pretty much officially put that out there. Any plans to go on Instagram?
Yes. Maybe. I just think all these accounts are too much to deal with. So better be a fan, I guess, rather than me.
Definitely. And yeah, Howard Stern, that's going to be an interesting one. I love Howard's show, so you'll have to.
I heard he's
tell
interesting.
Him. he's a very interesting chap. It will go very interesting. I would say hello to Howard for us, but he has no idea who I am, so that's fine. That's fine.
No worries. But thank you so much for having me.
I know, loved having you, and like we said, whenever you want to come back, definitely you're more than welcome. And as a reminder for all of the folks out there, you can catch us over at NewsCommentBTR on Twitter, on the web at newscommentbtr.wix.com/fanpage, and this show itself will be available on iTunes as a podcast, so you can download it for free. Farrah's now over on iTunes with this show, and give our love to your lovely daughter.
Thank you so much.
And, of course, love that, and, of course, best of luck in everything that's going on. And thanks so much, Farrah. We had a lot of fun. Did this go quick?
I had fun, too. Yes, have a great Sunday. Bye.
All right, thanks. And so our special thanks to Farrah Abraham for joining us. And that is all for the 411 Lounge. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. I'm LeVar, and until next we meet, thanks so much for listening. Follow us over at NewsCommentBTR, and we'll see you around. Thanks.